Well, it's University Offers Day, that day when thousands of young school leavers across New South Wales find out if they've been offered a place in the uni course of their dreams. And of course, the same thing's been happening all around Australia throughout the week. It's a day of mixed emotions for so many young people, from elation to disappointment. With me now to offer some advice is Nicolene White. Nicolene's a life coach, health coach, and a career coach. She's worked in employment, recruitment, and career education in both school, university environments, and private practice for many years. So she knows a thing or two about how to help young people find their way in life. Nicolene, welcome.
Hello, Claire.
Hi. Firstly, I just want a brief sort of explanation of what is this round of offers that's coming out tonight and what does it mean?
Well, the students would have registered with UAC. They would have been able to put in 9 preferences of what they actually wanted to do. So this main round that's going to be available to them tonight involves the very first preference that they have been accepted into. Mm-hmm. Now that's going to depend on their results that they've received from the high school certificate.
And more than 46,000 offers will be made by 6 p.m. tonight, but about 40,000 young people will be missing out on the course that they most wanted. What advice would you give to those who've been offered something that they only half want? Should you just accept what you're given the first time round or hold out for something better?
Well, obviously that's going to create great disappointment. I have 4 children myself that have also gone to uni, plus I've, from working with students, I know it can be a great disappointment. But what I want to say to them, there is their next offer that's going to come out next week. So they might choose one of their second or third or fourth preferences. But they may even look at that and think, no, I don't really want any of this now. I've changed my mind. Still then, I would suggest go through, have a look at other courses. This is quite common with students. They, in this period of time from when they first applied to now, they've thought about it, maybe they've talked to people, and they realise this is not really what they want to do. Mm. They have got so many options, and this is where I really want to encourage students. There are many options, and to have a look online at different universities, have a look at the uni that which they had their main preferences, and see what courses are available, what they're still eligible for, and what they have been offered. Now, if what they've been offered they really don't want to do, that's when they've got to be very careful with having a look at other options and then put that preference there. They have to go onto their UAC site and go through the process, which involves check and change. Mm. In some cases, with the main round and you didn't get in, the student didn't get what they wanted, sometimes it's even a possibility of going to the university and speaking to the dean. And because, you know, sometimes it's only a matter of a couple of points. And if it's, you know, you really feel that that's exactly what you want to do, you know, it's a funny saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. You can get yourself out there, go to the university, have an appointment, you know, go there and be bold. And that's also a possibility. It gets back to believing in yourself and following the pathway that, you know, excites you when you talk about it. Students light up when they talk about something that they're very excited about.
Is it possible to get into something later on?
Absolutely. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't realise. There are so many ways of actually getting into university. Mm. The main universities, they offer pathway courses. And what that involves, it is actually doing a course that's like a preparation course to get them into university. It may involve a diploma course. It may involve a straight pathway program. They can also do the TAFE to university process. TAFE have various courses that are like going to prepare them to be able to go straight into university. Now, this one might be 1 year, a 1 year program. They'll end up with a diploma, and that qualification will get them into university following year.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I've got a number of friends that have gone through to university by that pathway as well. Now, besides enrolling in uni, what are some other positive steps that young people can take towards starting a career? Other options?
TAFE has got some great options, and I would be suggesting to go onto the TAFE site, New South Wales TAFE, and just have a look at the courses there. They've got great descriptions on their different courses, and you can see students actually, little videos talking about the particular course. I would also be looking at SEEK and basically read about different professions. Look up actual jobs, job descriptions. Read about that particular job description. From that, something might jump out at them that they think, yes, I could see myself doing that. And then look into the process. Okay, well, what is the course that relates to that?
For sure. I think there can be sometimes a bit of build-up and stigma, I guess, around university for some young people, particularly if they're from a more elite school, and stigma associated with not going to uni. But actually, it's not the all-in-all, is it? There's many other ways to find your path in life.
Absolutely. I mean, even private colleges, if you go online and look up private colleges of the particular field that they're interested in, they will just find there are so many options. It's not just universities these days. Actually, to be honest, there's a lot of competition between private colleges, TAFE, and universities because they're offering qualifications that ends up being a degree when they're finished. Mm. That's something to really encourage students that they may be feeling, you know, a bit despondent because they haven't received what they want. And if they are, that you know, it's and they're passionate about a particular field, there is always a way, a pathway to get there.
Mm. And a lot of those business and private colleges have a very high level of employment guarantee after they finish their courses, don't they?
Absolutely. Mm. And sometimes, to be honest with you, some of the private colleges will give them more assistance in doing that. Mm. And somewhere like TAFE, they're going to get some excellent practical experience as well. That is also going to be very valuable when they get out there in the workforce.
Excellent. Now, just lastly, Nicolene, you're living proof yourself that you don't have to get stuck in one career forever, aren't you? You've changed direction quite a few times in your time.
I have. I think I've broken the record. I've changed probably about 8 times, maybe 6 times. And that's another thing to say to students, that you might choose, you know, a particular path, and as you said earlier, you know, halfway through they're not really enjoying it. That's perfectly normal. That happens. I would really say find something that you love to do. You know, when you do a job that you love, it's not like you're really working. Mm. And for myself, I have gone from working in relocations to working in counselling, to then working in recruitment, to working in employment, and then within the school system in career education, and then within the university with career counselling and advising students on what to do. And then I've gone from that, I've done a full circle, and I've done life coaching, health coaching, and personal training. So, yes, I've done a lot of things.
That's great.
I'd say I'm a little crazy, but
no.
I have to be honest with you, I also find it very useful when I'm working with students because... Yep. I've been out there. I do know what's out there and options and the importance of following your dreams, following what you really want to do and realising no matter what it is, it's always possible to learn whatever it is. I'm a great believer in that.
Nicolene, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Claire.